Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
And we churn into the 7 o'clock hour. Ah, yeah, time to light them up, if you got them. It's the Bogey and Wojo Show, 248-539-9797. The ticket text is 97136. Lots of ticket text already on the whole notion of players skipping bowl games. And Mark D'Antonio was annoyed and said he was disappointed, but went on and said that Justin Lane up wanting to play in the bowl game to
not
get ready
a good
for the
look.
NFL. He said, I think you should finish. I'm not saying I'm right. Other people have different opinions, but I think you should finish. Now, here is, and it's, I'll be honest, and people seem to be honest, a lot more agree with D'Antonio than I thought they would. Although fans being that way, I guess I should have known. Mike and Fenton, ticket text 97136. Yes, they should finish. Shows how much this generation is into themselves. All about me. And yes, I understand the money involved.
What an idiot.
Millennials are all about themselves.
Yeah.
That is true.
Heaven forbid you protect, I don't know, the investment that you've been making in yourself and you try to make it pay off so you can have, you know, potentially
about yourself. It is. I mean, it's a wise move, but it is about yourself.
Do you go to college and then get a job afterwards?
Don't argue with me because
I agree.
Do you have to go back
and like take care of your classmates because you left and got a better job than they did and they're working at your local pub?
97136.
The dog eat dog world, damn it.
D'Antonio is dumb? Question mark. No, he understands team sports, the whole we, not me attitude. Next one. I agree with D'Antonio. The school is the reason you're even playing football. The school paid a lot of money for that athlete. Holy smokes. They really are laying it on thick. Bogey, D'Antonio does not sound dumb. You sound dumb. You're sounding like an entitled millennial marshmallow. That's from Jay-Z.
Yeah, go out and play a meaningless game that no one's going to be watching and potentially risk getting hurt and risk your draft stock falling because you had an injury that you're not going to
The only thing, and listen, players can do what they want. I do not have any problem
Protect yourself and your investment.
I do understand fans being, quote unquote, disappointed. The one thing that I think gets overblown, and I just overblew it when I mentioned the Jake Butt injury, is there's also players that play in these, but L.J. Scott wants to play in the bowl game so he can showcase himself because he's been injured this year. You can enhance your standing. And the other thing, the whole injury thing, then do not play in the Senior Bowl. Do not play in all those other, you know, bowl games with the NFL scouts. Or you have a bigger risk of getting injured there, I would think, because it is so highly competitive. See, so that's the only thing I would say.
I understand.
Get it. It just seems to me we sometimes overblow the injury.
I just think there's varying degrees. Like, if you are a first-round lock, I don't think you should be participating in the Senior Bowl. I don't think you should be participating in any bowl, anything, okay? But if you're, say, you know, you want to go out early. You want to just get to the NFL. You've had enough in college and you're done with the school and all that. And you are projected as a fourth round pick and you want to go out there and try and improve your stock. Play. If you think that playing one game is going to put enough out there on tape that you can move up that high, I have no issue with it. You understand the risk. You're doing what you think is best. I look at it from both ways.
Right. And so do players. And just like D'Antonio may feel like burned by Justin Lane a little bit, well, LJ Scott is taking advantage of the situation where, I don't know, deep down, wouldn't you maybe not necessarily want to play a fifth-year senior or whatever who's going away?
But for him, he has nothing to lose because his reputation as a running back has been hindered. He can only improve himself, not hurt himself. To me.
So he's using the system just like coaches use the system.
The phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Mark D'Antonio, I don't want to say criticizing, but just kind of not pleased that Justin Lane is doing the right thing and not risking injury to play in the Blockbuster Bowl. And he doesn't like it. He thinks guys should finish. Do you agree with Coach D'Antonio or Mark D'Antonio, whatever you want to call him?
Real quick.
Yes.
And this is just, this isn't about, he understands, this is not about juniors leaving early. He's talking about finishing a season. He's not talking about finishing your college career.
No.
D'Antonio's not opposed to juniors leaving early.
No, of course not.
Obviously. Every coach understands that. As one ticket texter points out, didn't D'Antonio leave Cincinnati before their bowl game to go to Michigan State? He did. But again, that was 2006.
So coaches are allowed to do it?
No, and I know.
Interesting.
Listen, and if you think it through, of course, he would see the double standard. I think he was just responding emotionally.
Let's go to Doc in Bloomfield. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Doc.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Hello, Doctor.
Okay, number one, I think you guys are great. Listen to you for years. You're really wonderful, especially now when we have no teams at all that we can basically root for.
Thank you, Doc.
You guys keep it going, and it's a tough job, I know, because we're out of every sport almost, and you guys keep it going, keep the interest, and we appreciate your humor.
We could be doing worse things. We appreciate it, Doc.
You could. I understand that too. But here's what I think. I'm old school. I think that everybody should finish. But what I think they should do is when they first sign in other words, sign their contract right out of high school, say, I'm going to Michigan State, I'm going to Michigan. They could put in that, hey, you're going to play the games all the way through. This is what it's going to be all through the year. You can leave as a sophomore. You can leave as a junior. But this is, we're paying for your school. We're paying all these other things. We're recruiting you. This is what we want. Put it in the contract. So, number one, that would be helpful, I think, to keep games going on. As far as the if it was my kid and he was great, I of course wouldn't let him play in that game because he gets hurt. Nobody cares at that point if you get hurt.
Right.
So, and Antonio is, he's old school. He's a good guy and whatever. But if it was his kid, he wouldn't do it either. He wouldn't let him play.
Doc, you're 100% right.
Yep.
And D'Antonio, listen, this is not ripping per se. And I think he's wrong. And he even admitted some people might think I'm wrong on this case. I get that. And that is his kind of old school mentality. The point, and I think our point is being proven, Bogey, a lot of people agree with his old school mentality. And again, just turn it around like Doc did and say, would you let your son play in that game?
Yeah. And I think that's, like, that's the way you have to look at it, isn't it?
Well, I guess,
like,
although
if it were you or if it were your kid, of course, like, if you have $1 million on the line, potentially, or millions of dollars on the line, I should say, of course you don't want to risk it. Like, that's life-changing money.
No, I get that, but you're risking it every time you go in this. So you shouldn't play in the last game of the season against Rutgers. So you shouldn't play in the next to last game of the season.
I wouldn't know.
So you shouldn't play in the next to next last game of the season.
Fine.
I understand. See, that's the thing. The argument that you can make.
Well,
it creates this rush to get there when maybe you're not ready. Maybe you do need those extra games.
Nick Bosa just went like full Monty with it this year.
Right.
And shut himself down after what? One game or game and
a
half,
injury,
whatever
though.
It was. Yes, of course. A little bit different, from that standpoint. And that might be a little bit over the top. But again, I'm not going to hate on the kid. Like, if I had that on the line,
you don't have to hate on the kid, but you can still be disappointed. As of course, ticket text, but it always
next
comes
guy up. If you recruit, you clearly have other guys that are ready to go.
But if it was the playoffs, they would all be playing, right? I assume so.
Because
we'll
that,
see.
That means something.
Of course,
that means
but
more.
We'll see. There will come a point when somebody sits out of a playoff?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Only if there's somebody who's like 75%, he's injured, and it's like, well, do I play through the injury and risk that or not? Guys, if you're in the college football playoff and you're 100% ready to go, you're playing in those games.
By the way, Ticket Text 97136. Not saying D'Antonio is right in the Lane case, but it does need to be corrected that he did not leave Cincinnati before the bowl game. In fact, he did not even interview until after the bowl game. That is incorrect. Michigan State hired him on November 27th, and Cincinnati had not yet accepted their bowl bid yet, and they finished with a winning record. So he waited till after the season, but not before the bowl game. So I'm just saying you can try to correct it, but you're incorrect in your correction.
Let's go to Ron in Detroit. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Ron.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hello, Ronald.
You tell us.
I've been sitting back listening to all the crazy talk going on about how, you know, these kids should risk their future, their family's future for essentially a meaningless game. Me personally, I feel like if you're not playing for a championship, if you're not playing to go towards the playoffs, there's really no point of you continuing to beat your body up day after day in practice, risk blowing out your knee, going from a top five pick to possibly not even drafted at all. But again, just my personal opinion.
But by your definition, Ron, wouldn't, if you're not a great team, wouldn't every game you play that season technically be meaningless to an elite player?
Well, so, I mean, if you're thinking about going through the actual season, then, of course, you're going to need to play the season games so you can build up that stock. You know, so that way you can go from, say, a third-round pick to a second-round pick or a first-round pick. But once you get towards the point where, okay, you're essentially locked into first round, second round, third round, there's really no point of you continuing to play in these meaningless bowl games.
Oh, I get that.
Everyone else money but the kids.
Right.
Like, I mean, let's be honest here. The real reason why, you know, these coaches and some of these, you know, schools are upset with these kids for not playing is because it's affecting their bottom line. The better talent that you have playing in the games, the more viewers you have watching the games, the more fans you have going to the games, which in turn means more money for the schools, more money to put into the coach's pocket. While you still have these kids.
Right. And in D'Antonio's defense and any coach's defense who expresses disappointment, I get where they're coming from. Everybody else can call it a meaningless bowl game. It's on their ledger. It will be held against them, just like last year losing to South Carolina was held against Harbaugh. And they finished 8-5, and I'm sure D'Antonio would rather finish 8-5 than 7-6. So they can't play the meaningless game card. They've got another whole team, the rest of the team, they have to convince that this.
Well, the young guys that are the next wave.
Right.
And yeah, of course.
So
I get that.
It's easier for the player to play the meaningless or the fan than it is for the coach.
I just like to try and it's hard because it's different and it's sports and it's a lot of money. And most people who are leaving college aren't, you know, walking out and signing a $1 million contract. But to try and somehow, you know, relate it in some way, say you have, I don't know, you're doing an internship, okay? And the final day, there's this massive presentation to finish out the internship, the non-paid internship, but you have an interview for a great position, six-figure salary, a Fortune 500 company, and it's on the same day, and you already have it scheduled, you can't change it. What do? Do you finish out this internship, or do you try? Like,
no, I think
you always have to be worried about yourself. You go to college to set yourself up for a job and financially.
No, but the difference in your analogy doesn't work is you're not part of a team in that regard.
But yes, you are. If you're an intern, you're probably a team of interns. You're
okay.
Probably, it's like a group project or your class.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's not perfect, but you're not there to finish, I don't know, your college career with your classmates. Who cares about them at that point?
If you're a first-round pick, totally get it. If you're in that middle, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, whatever, I don't know. Wouldn't you want to hang with your teammates again and get more seasoning? And
not,
maybe
not worth it. No.
If you're a fourth or fifth-round pick?
No.
I don't know.
At that point, you're firmly in the draft. One injury, and you might not be drafted at all.
You don't know if you're firmly in the draft. I bet LJ Scott thought he was firmly in the draft and realized he probably isn't.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.